Blog Talk Radio.
Listen carefully to the word. Let's not say brothers. My heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. And since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own righteousness, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses describes in this way the righteousness that is by the law, that the man who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says this: do not say in your heart, who is ascended into heaven, that is to bring down Christ, or who is descended into the deep, that is to bring Christ from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between the Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How many have they called on the one that they have not believed? How then, verse 14 says, how then shall they call on the one? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard of? And how can they hear of him without someone preaching him to them? Or even, verse 15 says, how can they preach unless they're sick? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has our message. Verse 17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard with the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Once again, did they not hear? Of course they did. We don't have an excuse for not hearing. Therefore, have gone out all over the earth, reaches them everywhere. Their words are to the ends of the world on the television and the radio and the airwaves and the internet. So verse 19, again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses said, God said, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. And I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. Verse 20, and Isaiah boldly said to them, God said, I will found by those who did not see. And I revealed but concerning Israel, he said, all day long have I held out my hand to a disobedient and obstinate people. Close your book.
Amen.
How can they hear except they have a preacher to preach to them? And how can the preacher preach unless God called him and sent him to preach the word? Glory to God. But the prophet says, they heard, but they did not.
You gotta get this thing down on the inside. It's gotta be
worship for real. You got to go on the field to worship. Glory to God. Amen. I'm almost closing it, because God already did a great work. Amen. But I have to give you this word. Glory to God. Amen. You got to go on the field to worship. Hello. You got to go from just reading to study. You got to go from just looking to seeking. You got to stop looking and start seeking. Glory to God. You got to stop moving some mountains. You got to stop crossing over some rivers and climbing some mountains. Tell us about it. Glory to God. You got to stop stepping into what you worship and what you said. You believe in quit playing games. That God has been saying destruction over you over and over again. But the Lord has spoken. And he said, now, right now. You hear my voice. Talk. Seek my face. Give me everything you got. Glory to God. Seek him while he may be found. And we just jump all the way down. Praise God. Amen. If he began to say, if we take 15 to 17, all the way down the line, he said, no knowledge of God makes you, I'm put this in here, it makes you ignorant of the ways of the Lord. You need to know the ways of God. But talk about what you think and what you believe. And if it ain't aligned with the word of God, get you some faith. Get you some word. Your word don't mean nothing to God. Hello? If it ain't following his word, if it's not his word, it don't mean nothing. And guess what? It sure won't mean nothing to the devil. You don't have no power in yourself over the enemy. It's the enemy of thought, and guess what? His desire is to destroy you. Glory to God. Amen. Don't leave yourself open to disaster. Quit playing games with God. Glory to God. Apostle Paul said in verse 18, have you not heard? And they said, yeah, you heard. Just chose to do your own thing. In other words, he said, have you not heard the word? Yeah, you've heard the word. Especially if you've been in here, you heard the word. Hello? Amen. You have it, but you have a fear, but you still want to do your own thing. But in those days, amen, the Apostle Paul said, the word is preached everywhere. Thank God for Paul and Jan and TVE and it started this movement. Hello? Television all over the world. The radio is all over the world. We have satellite radio. You can't miss the word if you try.
Right.
Hello? If you scan through the radio, you're going to run across the word somewhere. So you got to keep moving. Huh? You don't stop to send you. If you scan through television, you're going to find the word somewhere. But you got to keep moving. Hello?
Right.
Glory to God. Don't put it out there. You say, when my word is preached throughout all the earth, stop with it. People are sleeping. The Bible says, be ye watchful. Be ye alert. Amen. Be ye awake. Be sober. Hello? Keep watching. Keep seeking. Paul said that Israel knew first if Moses told them, give you the word first. He said, I'll provoke you to jealousy. Now, what did he say? He said, now, because you won't take me, I'm going to people that even ask for me. People that even seek me. People that wasn't raised up with me. You were brought up with me. You were taught me from the very beginning. But because you won't sit there going to people that never knew me, hello, somebody. Glory to God. People that were never introduced to me. And I'm going to have a relationship with them. And I first tried you. And you walked away. Zeal will get you in the door. Time to get off the zeal and make your worship real. Knowledge will get you through the door. Huh? It's time not to just get to the door and stand there. You can go to the door and you can stand there all day long, but except you walk through that door, you can never enter. You stand there, everybody be passing you going in and out. And you're just standing there while I'm at the door, except you walk through wisdom, seeking God. The knowledge of God will make you walk through that door. Come on. So without knowledge, zeal is just that. It's just zeal. A passion. A passion to want God. Enthusiastic about getting to the church. I just won't go in there yet. Hello? And I'm hungry for the word, but I just won't pick the Bible up. I just won't hear the word. I don't want to listen to this. I got hunger for it. See, that's just zeal. The worship is I'm getting through the door. I'm going to the door. My passion becomes alive. It becomes worship. I'm going through the door, and everything I can get, I'm going to receive it in the house of God. Pick up my Bible.
Are you ready?
You have to go from zeal to worship. When you get to know God and believe in his heart, nothing can you for what you know. You are going to have a praise on the inside of your heart. God bless you. Thank God for your honor. Hello, thank God for bringing the door to my feet. Amen. Amen. Hey, you talk to me about putting an offer. We discussed some things. But she came forward and cried to her. Thank God for this shit. And I look at she did that stuff. Church God for yesterday. Come on. Thank you. and we should go on to the next. When the devil wants to destroy, he calls you by name. He goes, no, he said, now, you know what? She only hanging in there because they keep talking to her. But she weak. She been lying. You know she been lying, y'all. He said, touch her with me. Let me touch her family. Remember that? I told you. Remember that?
The Bible says there to be in the world and not of the world. And if the devil can destroy that which you have, he will.
But God gave me favor for 28 years.